And the interesting thing about all of today's lectionary passages, they remind us not only of that, but they remind us of new life as well. In Romans 8, 6 through 11, Paul reminds us of these words. He says, to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, but it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit, since the spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who has raised Christ from the dead will give Christ to your mortal bodies, will give life to your mortal bodies, also through his spirit that dwells in you. Let's pray. Lord, today, as we hear this familiar story of this week before Holy Week, open our hearts and our minds to hear your voice in spite of my own, so that we may lean into you, into your spirit, into your power, and trust you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is such a good passage. It's a long passage. But in John 11, it's the week before Holy Week. They haven't made it to Bethage yet. Or Bethany. They hadn't made it to Jerusalem yet. But things are already hot. People were upset. Let me change that. The Pharisees are upset. The Sadducees are upset with Jesus. The people love Jesus. Now, a certain man was ill. Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary, and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Now imagine being that close to him, that you would be willing to lean down, and how intimate it would be to wipe his feet with your hair. That's love. Her brother Lazarus was ill. And so the sister sent a message to Jesus, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, the illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, through Jesus, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. And then after he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." And the disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you. And are you going there again?" Hey, I don't want to die. And I don't want you to die, they said to him. Right? I mean, that's pretty good advice, right? Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they are the light of the world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not on them or in them." After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he'll be all right." In other words, hey, we don't need to go. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring to sleep. And then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." It's funny, sometimes we just have to be told very plainly about things, don't we? That way we don't miss what we're being told. In as few of words as possible. Now, wait till you get this next part. Thomas, everybody remembers Thomas, he's got a bad rap, right? Poor guy. My heart breaks for Thomas. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go that we may die with him." Does this sound like somebody who doubts? No! He's telling everybody else, "Jesus said, let's go. Let's go. Get your sandals tied and let's go." Right? And when Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, that number's significant because in their understanding, in their Hebrew belief, if you've been in the tomb for 3 days, you're dead. You're not coming back again. Okay? You're not going to have a miracle. You're not going to resuscitate. You are dead. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. Now, I want you to understand a little bit of something about Hebrew funerals. They bury the body right away. They don't do calling hours first. They do the calling hours after. Okay? So bury the body, then they do their calling hours. So they're visiting the family afterwards. All right? Now, they're visiting the family. The body is definitely dead because it's been 4 days. And they get there. And when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She had faith. She had faith. It's a good thing. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. She still has faith. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." Remember, Jews believe the same thing that we do. When the Messiah comes, everybody rises. We just believe it's when the Messiah comes the second time. She's not equating that with Jesus. She's missing it. She hasn't had her V8 moment yet. Those of us who are old enough to have that. Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." And when she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews were with her in the house, consoling her. Saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. And when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "Oh, see how moved, see how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" And then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, And a stone was lying against it. And Jesus said, take away the stone. Now you got to remember this stone, there's a trough. This is how the graves were. And there's a trough and it would have rolled in the trough. It's like a great big round millstone. And so they would have had to take out the stone that would have been used as a break to hold it. So take away the stone, Martha, the sister of the dead one said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he had been there for 4 days. And Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? And so they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here. Did you ever say something that you knew everybody knew already, but you did it just so they would hear it? Well, Jesus is making sure that God gets the glory for what's about to happen. You know, miracles work that way. God needs to get the glory for what God does. God does wonderful things every day. And we need to point out the wonderful things that God does every day. And God does something absolutely miraculous here. When he had said this, he cried in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and his feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what he had done. Well, they weren't happy. But the good news is Jesus showed the glory of God. Jesus showed a little inkling of what is yet to come for each and every one of us who believe. That is good news. And that same power that happened then is alive and well today. And the thing is, that was the Saturday, a week before the resurrection. It's the day before Palm Sunday, if you're looking at the timeline. It's just that close to Resurrection Sunday. Thing is, every Sunday is a mini resurrection celebration of the Resurrection Sunday. And how often do we celebrate the power of God? These plants. You know, we have to die to self And remember the covenant that is locked inside and allowed God to bloom inside of us. Let that Holy Spirit take a hold inside of us and allow it to bloom. And there's been a lot of blooming around here lately. There's been a lot of taking off and growth. And it's been exciting to see. Where's God changing? And what's God working on in you? Have you dreamt the dream yet? And if not, what's holding you back? What's holding you back from dreaming God's dream and allowing yourself to be part of God's vision? There's hope in the resurrection. Jesus came into the world to bring hope. That hope hasn't died. Today, if I had read the Old Testament passage, it would have been about dead bones, the Ezekiel passage. And those dead bones come to life. Well, I might have some creaky bones, and some of us in here have some creaky bones too, and some of us might have even gotten some artificial joints to make those creaky bones quite creaky, right? Some of us are even getting some artificial joints to get those creaky bones to quit creaking. But what I do know is the Spirit has given us breath to breathe. Breathe. Breathe out. Breathe in. Let us pray. Lord, we are grateful for your glory. We're grateful for Lazarus, for Mary, for Martha. And while they are three very different people, they are also three who you have used to bring glory to God. Use us, shape us, mold us in ways that only you can do. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.